Righto, righto, righto.
Zorb, break out the song, oh, honey.
Hello, Zorb.
Good morning.
Morning, Pete. How good was that last night, mate?
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty special win, and surprisingly enough, I got a text from the old coach at about midnight, simply to say, gutsy win, we live to fight another week. Mm. Doesn't say much, but says a lot in those few words for him to still be up and on a high. That was a great win. It just goes to show you that history books don't lie in rugby league, and they tell you the Sharks beat Manly in rugby league when the sun sets in the east. Six wins in 52 years, one win in 9 finals game, that's 10 now. The Sharks are Manly's patsies. Des Hasler put a team on the park last night, off the park bench.
You wrote them off last week, Saul.
Yeah, hang on.
You wrote them off last week.
Last week you were wondering whether you had 17 fit players.
Well, we got them.
Oh, dear.
No, very, very good.
Sharks season over, and sadly for a great 20-year-old warrior, or 20-year warrior, Paul Gallen, his career's over. Gal struggled this year, really, and his exit at 38 is timely. I don't think he can play this game at that age. He spent a lot of time on the bench last night. He looked a spent force. Maybe it was the defeat that was unfolding in front of him. Maybe it was the fact that his great career had minutes to go, but he looked a spent force. I think it's time he got in front of the cameras, where he does pretty well, and commentates. Are Manly making up the numbers? Well, you go tell that to their coach. Captain in Daly Cherry Evans and the prop Adam Fanua Blake after last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Zorb? You're exactly right. I looked at Paul Gallen last night, and then I looked at the contributions of Braden Hamlin, Ueli, and Jack Williams, and those guys through the middle of the field. And I thought, yep, time. Time to call it a day. Hey, Raymond just made the point. Is it the Roosters' premiership to lose after that performance, especially in the first half on Friday night?
Well, they led 26-0 at half time, and they cruised to that 30-6 win over their arch rival South at the SCG. And as the Premier showed, they really look good to go back-to-back. The week off will be used to good advantage by Coach Trent Robinson, who is a master at getting his side to peak at the right time. I know all the horses are getting ready. The real chances for the Melbourne Cup, so are the good teams in rugby league, and they are a good. They're a better than a good side. South to lift with Sam Burgess to return, but lift they must. They play Manly on Friday. That'll be a heck of a game. But the Roosters, I thought they were in cruise control in the second half. I don't think Wairia Hargraves has got any problems with that trip. Ooh. Late in the game, and they're going to be just about at full strength. Young Sam Verrills improves every game. They're not even missing their captain, Jake Friend, at the moment. That's how well he's fitted into the side. Yeah, they look good. After three games of the finals, really to sum them up, the Roosters are crowing and cruising. South appeared stewed and struggling for points. The Storm beaten in a close one. Yet again, and they're forced out of their comfort of home and on the road. Ricky's Raiders show some old-fashioned guts and glory. Well, as we've just spoken about, Desi's team come off the park to send the Sharks and Paul Gallen out of the race. It was a classic ambush at Lotto Land. Today, either Para or Brisbane drop out with a 4 p.m. kickoff in absolutely perfect conditions.
Yes.
And a full house at Bankwest. And I'm going to say today is Mitchell Moses' D-Day. It's time to deliver. Mitchell Moses is overdue to deliver on the big stage. Cooper Cronk on Friday and DCE last night showed what the Guns Sevens do in big matches. Why they get the big money. They dominate, they guide around the field, and they dictate outcomes. I haven't seen Moses do that yet. He looks good. He's flashy, but in a tough finals game, can he lead them around the park? He gets a golden opportunity today. He and Dylan Brown up against the Broncos' makeshift halves of Jake Turpin and Darius Boyd, a hooker and a fullback. This is a gamble that I think will define the coaching of Anthony Seibold. He needs an upset win today because he's made some unbelievable selection decisions this season. There's players gone from the club that perhaps wouldn't have gone if he wasn't the coach. And he's up against a Parramatta side today that really have a great opportunity. Big pack of forwards, great wingers, inspiring captain at fullback. It'll be a heck of a game for the Broncos to cause an upset in.
Hey, Zorb, on that theme, Anthony Seibold, what's a pass mark for him? Because at the start of the season, I think most tipsters had the Broncos probably a top four chance.
Even eight's some... not a pass mark for the Broncos any year.
Mm, what do you think, Jimmy?
Top four is a pass mark, and he hasn't achieved that by a long, long way. Mm.
It's funny, but remember the previous coach that used to be there last year, what's his name? Wayne Bennett. Right. So he got them into the bottom half of the top eight and they were absolutely smashed first week of the finals by the Dragons.
In Brisbane.
So I think you're probably being a little bit harsh on Seibold at this stage. He could easily point to, hey, haven't quite got the side that I'm looking for just yet, but we are heading in the right direction.
I can answer that by saying if I was coach, Andrew McCulloch would not be the hooker. You need a running hooker. It's been evident all last year. He won't drop him. He won't drop Darius Boyd. He keeps picking players out of position. I think he's had his opportunity. If they get beaten today, then that's a miserable season for the Broncos. They haven't won a finals game outside of Brisbane for a long, long time.
No.
I mean, they're not the real deal anymore. They're not the side that everyone expects them to be each year. They have a rails run in Brisbane. They've got some terrific young forwards coming through, but in the big games, can they deliver as well? I'm not sure. I think Parramatta might clean them up today. I'm tipping Parramatta at the line. I'm tipping Sivo to score a try in both halves. And we've got 8-1 for our listeners on that today.
I hope you're right, Zorb, just for the mood in my household. Hey, Zorb, you're talking about the real deal. Are the Raiders the real deal? They've done something I don't think very few teams have been able to do, and that's beat Melbourne twice in Melbourne in one season.
Well, I thought last night was a victory for the game. When it comes to football, Canberra slugged it out with a Storm. Who were restricted to one kick and catch try last night.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Pappenhausen at the back, the two wingers who were brilliant players, Cam Smith, who's the GOAT, Cam Munster, who is just sensational, but not in the type of form that we're used to for him, a few others. The Storm are now wrestlers in footy boots. I hope they dip out. I was there last night watching that game. I didn't care who won, but in the end, I was cheering hard for the Raiders simply because they wanted to play football. I mean, the way that Melbourne peel off, it's boring. It's killing our game. And I lay the charges right at their feet. Max Krillich started it this year. South Sydney carried it on. And I think the criticism of the Melbourne Storm is starting to hit home. Mm. And I just think that the changes they've made to the game have dragged it down as a spectacle, in my opinion. And I hope they dip out.
All right. Well, they're on the Roosters' side of the draw now. Mm. They've flipped over following that loss last night. They will have their next finals game down in Melbourne. And remember, the Raiders will play a preliminary final down there at GIO Stadium, which is exciting for them. One of the big things to come out of that match last night comes via this SMS. Morning, boys. The linesman at the Storm game was appalling. Have a lovely day, boys.
Yeah, well, you know, the Tufts judge, Michael Wise,
we didn't
know who he was until we had to look it up after the game. He was thrust into the spotlight last night. It did appear to be an error in dooming the Storm winger. Vunivalu had gone into touch with his wrist.
Yeah.
2 minutes from full time, but they still had to score points and win the game. But he did appear to take the short kick off and clearly stay in touch. But the referee, Ashley Klein, he had no option but to rule a scrum and feed to the Raiders, who hung on to win the match. What a crazy start and finish. The fireworks entry onto the ground had to be revised after the eye injury chaos to the Raiders centre, Joey Leilua. That was farcical
and
can't happen again. I mean, who cares about fireworks? get on with the footy.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to ask you quickly, Ryan Madison, all the noise coming out of the Tigers, there's something in Adrian Prezenko's column today, there's something in Buzz Rothfield's column today, and I'll read the one from Buzz about the... He's desperately wanting out. He's told officials he's not enjoying playing under Michael Maguire. His game's not improving under the coaching and support staff. He also wants more money. Apart from that, everything's okay. So I would have thought that Ryan Madison has doubled his value in the year that he's played under Michael Maguire.
Well, he's had a great season. Mm. And it doesn't surprise me with Madge. Players either love him or don't. And there were no tears for him when South ended the tenure. He did the job there, but they deemed his time was up. Mm. Can happen with coaches. Look at Penrith. Who would have believed in 12 months they'd lose Regal, Campbell, Gillard, Dylan, Watene, Delesniak, Wonga, Blake, James Maloney, all casualties of the 2019 return of Ivan Cleary. None of them improved under Cleary. None of them
were Cleary appointments either.
Yeah, no. And three of the four are local juniors. And, you know, Penrith boasts this local junior empire that they've got, and they win a lot of minor competitions, but they don't win many at the top. And they can poke their chest out at how big the area is and how many players they produce, but this has been a major disappointment for them with some major decisions made by those in power there.
Yeah.
And the spotlight's going to be on them right from the start. But Parramatta seem to be the benefit of all of this. They've got Blake. They've got Regan Campbell-Gillard now for 4 years. And it looks like they're going to get Madison. They get Madison, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
I mean,
team.
They can win a premiership in the next couple of years, if not sooner.
Yeah, well, you've got them today, -5.5 into Mike Acevo, a try in both halves, and we've got $8 at the tab. You can find it under today's specials. Sports specials is there with Zorba Zappa, either on the website, tab.com.au, or indeed on the app. Good on you, Zorb. Enjoy your day, mate.
Oh, well, I can't enjoy it. It was a dumb decision to send England into bat, and now we're going to pay the price.
And not play Stark.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's madness. Yes.
All right. Good on you, Zorb.
See you, boys.
See you,
there
Pete.
There he is, Peter Peters, giving his thoughts in the world of rugby league.